didn't sleep the night before. There wasn't any sleep at all. The excitement was huge. I mean, it was such a big deal. We were in the studio very, very early, watching the clock as it was coming up and just, you know, keeping our wits about us. It was just, everybody applauded the moment we got that first song out. It was just amazing.
Do you remember the adrenaline and your heart beating?
I don't remember much of anything other than watching the clock thinking, get it right, get it right.
How did you get involved in the first place?
Well, I've always loved jazz and blues. It just makes sense to me. I grew up, my dad was a jazz trombonist, so I grew up listening to Sarah Vaughan and Ella Fitzgerald and Duke Ellington and so forth. And they just approached me and said, would you like to be our first presenter? I went, well, yeah.
Who have you been waking up with in the morning? Why not wake up with me, Diana Luke, on 102.2 every weekday morning between 6 and 9. Turn me on for the latest news headlines, financial and sporting news, and regular traffic and travel information. And of course, the best music to get you up and keep you going throughout the morning. Breakfast every weekday with me, Diana Luke.
Now, Diana, you could have recorded that yesterday, really, couldn't you?
Turn me on. I don't remember that. Oh my goodness, that is so funny. That it does give me goosebumps listening to it again, though, because it was just such a buzz, absolutely buzz. To start something brand new that nobody had done was just so wonderful. The interviews that we were able to get were just phenomenal. I do remember going along to see Peggy Lee at the Albert Hall, and I went with one of the big bosses and sitting in one of the private boxes, which I'd never done in my life. And I sat there with the little binoculars, you know, those little posh binoculars.
I can see you. You're painting a brilliant picture.
And Peggy Lee was on stage. And when I actually was looking at her, I thought, oh, my God, her face is not moving. She'd had that much Botox. Oh. Nothing moved. And I can hear her, but I cannot see where it's coming from.
Is that a girl thing? Do you think we would notice that and the boys wouldn't?
Yeah, well, if anyone put their binoculars on, they would look around the room and think, who is singing?
So Peggy Lee, Ella Fitzgerald. Did you meet Ella Fitzgerald that morning?
Oh, well, that is one of the highlights of my life. She was playing at the Grosvenor in London, and I had to introduce her with Paul Jones. And so I had to buy a posh frock, Lynn. And in the day, it was a midnight blue sequin ball gown.
Oh, get you. It wasn't like a big hooped ball gown, was it?
No, I couldn't do that. No, I had standards. But I had these stiletto heels on, and I was very, very tall. But then we got backstage, and I was talking away with the orchestra, as you do, because I was very excited. And it was time to go out, and I thought, I'm dragging my foot a bit here, and I couldn't quite know what was going on. What had happened, some of the electrical tape, you know, the gaffer tape, had adhered itself to the back of my heel. Oh. And I was dragging this great roll of gaffer tape out onto stage to see Ella.
So attractive.
I had to get it off very, very quickly and get out there. But to actually be on the stage that Ella was on only a few minutes later was just amazing. And then to sit in the audience with all these amazing people just, you know, glued to Ella and the band. And she just rocked.
So lots of sleepless nights doing this breakfast show, but lots of lovely music, I suspect.
Well, yeah.
Do you remember the first song?
I think it was
Joe Williams.
Thank you for coming along to this beautiful hall for yet another concert of ours. And it's a very special night for us for not only the fact that it's Carnegie Hall and we love playing here, but because today is celebrated in London a very special occasion. It's the first day on the air for the first ever 24-hour, 7 days a week jazz station in London in Britain. That's the first time ever that's happened. And we did promise that when we did this concert tonight and Jazz FM were going to take it, that we would try to find an internationally renowned artist to come on as a surprise. And the first person we asked, we came up front, because he's been a dear friend for many, many years, and he's put one particular instrument in the jazz firmament on the map as no other player has ever done before. The great Jerry Mulligan is coming on to play with us. Jerry Mulligan.
Thank you.